Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
Please be seated. Our text is the Holy Gospel from Luke chapter 20. Therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother and hold fast to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. This mystery is profound, and I am saying that it refers to Christ and the church. Earthly marriage is but a dim reflection of a higher reality, that of Christ and the church. In heaven, we are not married to our earthly spouses, but to Christ. As members of the bride of Christ through holy baptism, we are joined to our heavenly bridegroom in a manner that completely transcends all earthly categories. Earthly categories of husband and wife, father and mother, brother and sister are superseded by this reality of the heavenly bridegroom and his bride, the church. Sorry, Mormons and Muslims who believe that earthly categories carry over into the next age. Earthly marriages have an expiration date until death parts us. And yet our heavenly existence rests upon a higher reality that we have become part of the Holy Christian Church, the Bride of Christ. We've come around the last turn of the liturgical year, so to speak, with the celebration of All Saints' Day. These last weeks are in All Saints' Tide, a time which focuses upon the consummation of all things and of our Lord's triumphant return to take us home to Himself. It is a time full of life, not death, even as the created order seems to be dying with the advent of winter. It is a time of hope and expectation. It is, in the church, a time of life. The Sadducees could not see this because they had a God who was too small. They had a God who could not raise the dead. They had a God who did not create angelic beings. They believed that when you were dead, you were dead. Death was your end. They denied all future punishments and rewards. They believed that the soul perished with the body at death, and hence no resurrection, no life. The sons of this age are limited by sin and death. What is so interesting about this text is that Jesus met them head on their own turf, the Pentateuch. Because the Sadducees accepted only the Torah as authoritative, they maintained that it did not speak of a resurrection of the dead. But Jesus showed them a proof that they had never considered. He pointed to the essence of God as living. He pointed to the great I Am. If God lives, then so are all of those who are in Him. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob are alive, awaiting the resurrection of their bodies. Jesus pointed forward to his own resurrection when he said, "I am the resurrection and the life." And he raised the dead in his earthly ministry to underscore this truth. Jesus says that the sons of that age to come are raised from the dead. In fact, they cannot die anymore because they are equal to the angels and are sons of God, being sons of the resurrection. That can be said only of those who have their sins forgiven in Christ. Those for whom the curse of sin, death, and hell have been removed. That can be said only of a God who is living, not dead. We are in Christo, in Christ, who lives and reigns for his beloved bride, the church. Christ lives, and so do all those who are in him through baptism, because we are baptized into his death and resurrection. In him points us to the fact that no life exists apart from him. It is only through Christ that we have life now and forever. We do live. We are alive in Christ. Consider the imagery that our Lord used to describe the consummation of all things, particularly the parables of the marriage feast of the king's son, as well as the 10 virgins. Matthew places this pericope into that context, the marriage feast of the king's son. Consider the great Lutheran chorale of Philip Nicolai, "Wake, awake, for night is flying." Nicolai's own notes focus upon his physical death and his joyful Christian departure. As he says, his hymn was meant to be the token of my peaceful, joyful Christian departure. Stanza 2 brings us in particular the imagery of the marriage feast in the sacrament of the altar. Even if we can't get a decent English translation of those marvelous German words, wir folgen all zum Freudensaal und halten mit das Abendmahl. We celebrate the Abendmahl Christi, the Holy Communion, as we receive the living Christ in his body and blood. We have been joined to him and he to us in such an intimate bond that marriage is the only earthly image that even comes close. Here is the real marriage of which human marriages are but dim reflections. Here is the marriage that Solomon pictures for us in Song of Songs. Here is the reality of the never-ending life with God who raises the dead, the God who brings his beloved to his side forever, the God of the living. Whose wife shall she be? The one who has redeemed her, purchased and won her by his body and blood. This is the marriage with no expiration date. This is forever. Every celebration of the sacrament is a joyful anticipation of that nuptial union to be consummated on the last day. It is a wonderful anticipation of the future, the reality that Christ lives and that we live in Christ. In him is no death. And for us yet in this mortal time, death is but the gate of eternal life. The entrance to a reality that is far beyond what we can think or imagine. A life where there is fullness of joy and pleasures at the right hand of God forevermore. These sons cannot die, because they are equal to the angels and are sons of God, being sons of the resurrection. This sacrament, as Hermann Sasse often reminds us, was in every respect the life of the church. It is life-giving because Christ is living. He gives to his sons of that age to come life now, so that they will have life forever in his new and glorious kingdom where death shall be no more. Father, who the crown shall give, Savior, by whose death we live, Spirit guide through all our days, three in one, your name we praise. Alleluia. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus.
Amen.